Hello?
Hello. Hey, how you doing? Calling you from Sun Nova. I want to talk to you about our new solar program. I want to help you get rid of those costly delivery charges on your electric bill. Can I ask you a couple of questions, see if we're a good fit for you?
Yeah, come on with it.
All right, good. So listen, if in the end, at the end of this conversation, you decided this is something that's going to be worth your time, right, we can even reward you with $500 if you choose to go solar with us. So that's the good news. Right, so I have a question for you. Do you rent or own the home?
Own the home.
You own it. Good.
Yeah.
Do you have a solar system in place already?
Nope.
You don't? Okay. Are you receiving
no,
any?
But I have the generator in place, so okay. Power, I just do this. Can the solar do something if the power go out?
Uh-huh. Okay. So is it a gas generator or
gas
works on electricity?
Natural gas.
Okay.
Gas. Yeah.
Okay. Are you receiving any government assistance by any chance?
No.
No. Okay. So what was your last month?
That make it better.
No problem. So what was your last month's electric bill cost?
Well, it's cheaper now because it's the winter
because
time. It was like 270 last month.
270. How much is it on average?
Now during the summertime we run the AC and everything, it's almost double. It's like almost $400, something like that.
Oh goodness. Okay. So listen, the reason I ask this question is to make sure that this is going to be something that we can work with, right?
I've heard horror stories too about having solar, because if your roof, so a lot of people say put solar there after you got a new roof, because you need roof repair, you got to come back and remove it, right?
But not necessarily. You can even put those solar panels on the ground if you want to. Of course, it has to be a.
I don't have no room to put them on the ground, but. Check this out. If I get solar, it's going to cut my light bill in half or something.
Right. That's what I was asking.
But
right.
But that's what I've heard a whole bunch of people say they light bill almost the same when they got solar. I don't understand. I don't know if they're telling me the truth or if they making up a story or what.
Right. I understand that. Yeah. Some people just don't like solar. They don't like the way they look and whatever. But I can send a technician to your house. And he can explain everything to you. Reason I asked how much was your electric bill is because if you told me, hey, you're paying $100, hey, we can't help you, right? Yeah, that's already too low. If you tell me it's $270 or $400 on the summertime, then yeah, there's something that we can do for you, right? So the technician can explain you how this exactly is going to work. I can tell you solar energy is cheaper. So I don't know. If you tell me that you're interested in this, I can send someone to your house. He's not gonna. You don't have to sign up immediately, right? He's just gonna work with you and tell you how he can place a solar panel, where to place the solar panels, explain you the cost.
Yeah.
And you know how this is gonna work. All I need is for you to tell me that yes, right? So we can schedule
the good thing about it, the back of the house is facing the east and the front is facing the west, so it gets good sun on both sides.
So it's pretty sunny.
Yeah, because the back of the house faces the east and the front faces the west.
Yeah.
So when the sun coming up is in the back of the house, and when the sun going down is in the front.
I think solar energy is going to be worth it for you, especially because you have that natural gas generator too.
So right.
You will still with solar energy, you will have no problem at night. Some people think that when it's nighttime, I'm screwed. I'm not going to be able to do anything. No, that's not true, right? The solar energy still is saved somewhere, and you'll be able to power up your house like that. So I would like to send someone to your house, explain everything to you. I have availability maybe tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You tell me.
And it'd be better on Saturday.
Probably be better
Saturday.
Early Saturday.
Like 9 a.m.? You think
that'll
work
fine.
For you? 9 a.m.?
Fine.
Okay. Do me a favor. What's the best phone number to reach you at?
This number here, 832-403-0956.
Same number. Okay. Question, what's your first and last name, please? I only have a T.
First name?
Spencer.
Yeah, first name Spencer, last name Townsell.
Sorry, Thompson?
No, Townsell, T-O-W-N-S-E-L-L, Sell.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Do you have an email address so we can send you information there, too?
My wife do all that. It's better for you to just call or text her. That'd be fine.
Okay. Do you happen to know her email address?
Yeah, but I don't. It's something I don't even be worried about. I know email is what everybody deal with these days.
Gotcha. All right.
Contact me by cell phone to be best.
Okay, and the address is 4206 River Chase Lane, Houston, Texas, right? 77014?
Yeah, it's 14214. Is that what you said?
Oh, 14214? Is that
yeah.
your address?
Yes, it is. That's the address. 14214. Story Village, Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay.
It's Story Village. There's a street. And the name of the neighborhood is Story Pine.
Gotcha. Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
And what's the zip there? I'm sorry.
77014.
Oh, same. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I just want to hear what he's talking about. And if it sounds like something that I won't get on, I will. If not, I won't. That's just all there's to it.
Certainly, that's the way it works. And again, remember, after, let's say we get your attention and you want to do it, we are going to reward you with $500 if you choose to go with us. And something I forgot to mention is that there is no extra cost for you to switch to solar energy with us, right? Don't worry about that. No. So just have another question, if you don't mind me. Is this a single-family home or a townhome?
No, it's me and my wife and kids. It's like a four-bedroom home. It's just a regular house.
Okay, gotcha. All right, give me just a second here. I'm scheduling the appointment right now. All right. All right, so right now you're set up for Saturday, January 6th at 9 a.m. All right?
Yeah, I'll be rhyming. All right.
All right. Just in case something happens, we're going to give you a call back and let you know. Right,
but appreciate it.
A little bit later,
I'm going
to let you know.
Yeah, all right.
All right. All right, well, anything you want me to tell the technician before he gets to your house?
Just knock on the door and I'll be waiting up.
All right, Mr. Townsville. Well, thank you very much for your time. You have a good one.
All right.
Appreciate it. Take care. Bye.